You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A super could be selected today. The Milwaukee Public Schools Board is set to meet today. The three finalists all recently visited Milwaukee for their final interviews and to meet with the community and leaders. Following a selection, contract talks will start. The new superintendent could be officially named later this month. A press conference is happening today to talk about an MPS teacher at risk of deportation. That's the story from Voces de la Frontera in their message of support for Yesenia Ruano. She fled El Salvador in 2011 and has allegedly been informed that her immigration status may expire Friday. Community members and organizations are urging ICE to extend Ruano's temporary status, allowing her to continue living with her family. The winter storm watch kicks in tomorrow morning. It'll cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, with snowfall totals expected to be between 4 and 9 inches. The storm could impact travel during the evening commute. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Support for the Governor's Office of Violence Prevention is gaining momentum outside of Madison. Savannah Tolmie Olson has more.
Reggie Moore heads community safety at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He formerly led Milwaukee's violence prevention office during a critical period after a 70% increase in homicides in 2015.
The fact that cities are getting smarter on crime and the impact that these types of interventions can have in addressing violence before it happens, I think is something that people understand that we should be doing.
He says using this public health approach to gun violence contributed to Milwaukee's four-year decline in homicides and non-fatal shootings beginning in 2016, which was one of the biggest drops in crime nationwide at the time.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Stephen Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough. And then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves, getting threes off, second opportunities. And then, obviously, the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today. So you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
To no one's surprise, SNL's 50th anniversary episode is shaping up to be a star-studded event. Deadline reports that past cast members appearing will include Adam Sandler, Jane Curtin, Molly Shannon, Will Ferrell, Eddie Murphy, Lorraine Newman, and Kate McKinnon. The show will air Sunday, February 16th on NBC and Peacock. Hollywood was well represented at Sunday night's Big Spanking, also known as the Super Bowl. It's a good thing there were other things to look at aside from the game, which was a blowout from the get-go. The actual game started off with actors John Hamm and Bradley Cooper introducing their favorite teams and getting the crowd riled up. Throughout the course of the day, viewers saw Kevin Costner, Miles Teller, Serena Williams, and of course, Taylor Swift, who got booed. Looks like her 15 minutes are finally... just kidding. Popular opinion says it was lopsided numbers that favored Eagles fans that were responsible for the booze, or the Trump family.
A few flurries this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine try to poke through this afternoon. Our high today right around 21. We have some snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night, and it could be heavy with 6 or more inches of accumulation possible. There's a winter storm watch. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.